Arkansas's cumulative total of COVID-19 cases now more than 31,700. Today, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced the state added 648 new cases. Pulaski County had the most new cases, 68. Washington County reports 44, Benton County 29, and Sebastian County 22 new cases. In all, 8 counties had more than 20. A dozen deaths from the virus being added to the state's totals, meaning 353 Arkansans have died from the virus. Dr. Nate Smith, in his last day as the state secretary of health before leaving for a job with the CDC, says the 12 additional deaths did not all take place in the past 24 hours.
7 of those are from the last 3 days, and the other 5 are cases that were delayed in being reported to us, and they range from as early as July 24th June 24th up to July 12th.
A pair of relatively positive numbers reported today. Fewer people hospitalized because of the virus in Arkansas and fewer people on ventilators because of COVID-19. And the state can now drill down a bit further on just where cases are developing. Dr. Joe Thompson, president and CEO of Arkansas Center for Health Improvement, says that organization is able to provide COVID-19 cases by city. He says that's important for mayors across the state.
To be able to have those mayors be able to say to their constituents, COVID is in our town. When the reports come out at the county level, a small town mayor doesn't have the power to be able to say, we have it in our town. So with the health department's support, we use the analytic capabilities of our center to go through and actually look at the cumulative cases to date through, the date is through July 9th, and divided the, so we have the number of cases in each community. About 600 communities have had a case. We do not report on communities that have fewer than 10 cases, okay? So the communities that have fewer than 10 are not on the list. You'll be able to get to the list by going to our ACHI.net website, and on the COVID page, first thing up now, I think, will be the sortable list for communities.
Dr. Thompson, the former Arkansas Surgeon General, says many of the Arkansas communities with the highest percentages of per capita cases are smaller towns.
There are 100 communities, plus or minus, ahead of Little Rock that have the proportion of their population that's been affected. Little Rock is actually less than 1%.
He says the ACHI also hopes to soon have the ability to report on active cases per population level in each community. The governor today was asked about the approaching school year, scheduled to begin August 24th, and if any certain level of infection statewide or in communities would alter approaches to the school year. The governor says school districts are making decisions now, but he says everybody should keep in mind there may be a reason to adapt.
Whenever you look at whether it is, our state workers having to go out there and meet with the public for filling out unemployment and making sure that those services are provided, or whether it's our state police that has to deal with motorists on the highways, or whether it is the private sector, whenever the workers are having to go out and work in essential industries to provide us the electricity that we have. In every instance, there's dealings with the public and there's risk associated with doing work. And so there's no one that would say that it's going to be risk, there's not going to be any risk associated with opening schools, but is there a low enough risk that we can start? And my judgment is that right now, let's go to school. That is the best thing to do. Obviously, if things change, we take another look at it.
Today, the Arkansas Department of Health lists nearly 5,500 active community cases in the state. The briefings with the governor are archived at his YouTube channel. You can also keep up to date at the COVID-19 page at KUAF.com. The Northwest Arkansas healthcare providers reported late today that there are 81 COVID-19 patients in hospitals in Benton and Washington counties. That's 11 fewer than yesterday. Arkansas's unemployment rate, after skyrocketing when the pandemic began, is lowering. The June rate in Arkansas was 8%, down from the May jobless rate of 9.6%. And the Southeastern Conference today announced that scholarships will be honored for student-athletes who choose to not participate in sports this academic year because of concerns related to COVID-19. Hunter Yurachek, the University of Arkansas's athletic director, issued a statement this afternoon that the U of A will support athletes electing to not play sports because of pandemic concerns.